With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. The Trump administration recently announced that it would eliminate an Obama-era regulation called the Clean Water Rule, which was imposed 2 years ago to limit development in wetlands and streams. During President Trump's announcement, he explained why he thinks the rule is burdensome on economic growth and job creation.
If you want to build a new home, for example, you have to worry about getting hit with a huge fine if you fill in as much as a puddle, just a puddle on your lot. I've seen it. In fact, when it was first shown to me, I said, "No, you're kidding, aren't you?" But they weren't kidding.
Many congressional Republicans have made the same claim, that the Clean Water Rule is an oppressive overreach by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency because it means EPA's imposing federal control over even puddles on farms. But let's examine the actual text of the regulation as it is published in the Federal Register, Volume 80, Number 124, in June 2015.
No, it's not true as a category.
This is Kurt Spaulding, a professor at Brown University and former regional administrator for the EPA. He explained that not only does the rule explicitly list puddles as waters that are not regulated, he said the rule also continues a four-decade-old policy of having the states, not the federal government, take the lead in making most decisions about building in wetlands and streams. And not only do the states say yes to most permits to build in wetlands, the new regulation continues to exempt farmers from even having to apply for permits. Here's Spaulding again.
Normal farming practices are not regulated, as long as they're normal farming practices. Now, if they propose to fill a whole area of relatively wet area that they've been farming routinely for decades and turn it into something completely different, you know, build a hotel on it or something like that, well, then they become a developer. But if they continue farming, they're allowed to do that.
So what exactly does Obama's Clean Water Rule do? Well, nothing actually, because the courts put them on hold almost 2 years ago. But what they were intended to do was to expand environmental protections to more waterways by requiring developers to apply for permits before they could build in ephemeral streams, that is, waterways that only have water in them occasionally after rains, and isolated wetlands not connected to rivers. These temporary and isolated waters were protected until a Supreme Court decision during the George W. Bush administration left them vulnerable to development. The Obama administration wanted to essentially restore the pre-2006 clean water protections, but this sparked an outcry from landowner rights groups and Republicans. Evan Isaacson is a policy analyst for the Center for Progressive Reform.
This was, by most people's understanding, a pretty moderate proposal a few years ago, the Clean Water Rule. And so the outrage that it elicited can't really be explained by anything other than politicking, unfortunately. And I think that's why most people are probably scratching their heads a little bit.
Navas Bermudez is federal legislative director for the Southern Environmental Law Center.
We estimate something like 60% of streams in the lower 48 states would potentially be left without coverage with the Trump administration's eventual plan goes into place because they don't flow year-round.
In the Chesapeake Bay region, the proposed change will likely have less impact than in the dry West, because more streams here flow in all seasons. But it could still weaken protections for some small waterways here, and thus hurt the quality of local drinking water supplies. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, sponsored by the Able Foundation. This program is independently owned. The views expressed are solely my own.